Back home now, Labor's immigration spokesman Richard Marles is criticised as wholly inadequate. The government's response to the Senate report into conditions at the Nauru Immigration Detention Centre. The report recommends the urgent removal of all asylum seeker children and their families from the centre. Labor says it would act on this if it were in government. The government says it will consider the recommendations, as Mandy Sammy reports.
The Senate Select Committee has found conditions at the Nauru Detention Centre aren't adequate, appropriate or safe for the asylum seekers detained there. It's called for a full audit of allegations of sexual abuse, child abuse and other criminal conduct. It's also recommended the removal of all asylum seeker children and their families. The Shadow Immigration Minister, Richard Marles, says that's something Labor would support.
The thrust of the report is one that we absolutely support. Getting children out of these facilities as quickly as humanly possible is absolutely critical. And to have people living in tents as an active decision of government is an absolute disgrace, and one that was made knowing full well that the result would be higher rates of sexual assault, higher rates of domestic violence, and that is exactly what has occurred. It's really important that children are taken out of that facility as soon as they possibly can, and that is something that if we were in government we would be doing.
And where would you put them?
Well, it's really important that they are placed within the community in Nauru and put in facilities which are safe. I mean, it's not rocket science that when you are living in a tent, you don't have the same degree of security, you don't have the same degree of privacy. And that's one of the reasons why rates of sexual assault are higher, rates of domestic violence are higher. So these children and families need to be put in much more appropriate accommodation within the community in Nauru, and it's critical that that happens as soon as humanly possible.
The Senate committee includes two Labor senators, two Liberals and Sarah Hanson-Young from the Greens. She says the Senate committee's findings show how urgent the need is for the government to take action.
You can't just look at the recommendations and not act now. Truth is, Nauru is unsustainable. It's not safe for children. The company employed there paid huge amounts of Australian taxpayers' money, billions of dollars, to run this facility. Transfield services have failed. They've failed to protect children. They've failed to protect women. And it is now up to the government to act and to clean this up.
The Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, has rejected the report as a political witch hunt, pointing out that the committee is dominated by Labor and the Greens. But he's indicated that he's open to considering the recommendations.
I'm happy to consider any of the recommendations which provide for a better outcome for people. I think anybody would make that statement as a statement of the obvious. I think what we need to recognise, though, is that regional processing is there because we are not going to allow these people to come to Australia. And ultimately, you can provide whatever support you want, but in the end, many of these people are holding out to come to Australia because they're hearing a false message of hope from refugee advocates that if they hold out long enough, they will come to Australia, and they're not going to. And that's why we need to provide people with a dignified setting. We need to provide people with support, and we don't tolerate any instances of sexual offences at all, of course.
Shadow Minister for Immigration, Richard Marles again.
All we see from this government in relation to this whole area of policy is to dive for cover whenever there are difficult questions which are asked, and to beat their chest on the days they want to announce news which they believe is good. There is no appropriate accountability or responsibility taken by the government in respect of this whole area of policy, and that goes to the question of the running of this facility as well. And so in that sense, the response from the minister has been totally inadequate.
The Senate committee has heard 30 formal allegations of child abuse against staff employed by the company that runs the detention centre, Transfield. Yesterday, Transfield was awarded a 5-year contract to continue running the detention centres on Nauru and Manus Island. Sarah Hanson-Young is urging the government to reconsider that decision.
Well, I think it's incredibly dangerous, incredibly risky, and yes, to award a contract of more billions of dollars to a company that's already proven to do a bad job, failed to protect children, and has acknowledged under questioning in the inquiry that they can't guarantee the safety of people, awarding that contract again for another 5 years, I believe, is negligent.
The Senate inquiry follows last year's report by the Australian Human Rights Commission into children in Australian immigration detention. The President of the Commission, Professor Gillian Triggs, says this Senate report adds to growing pressure for the government to establish a Royal Commission.
We have recommended a proper Royal Commission to get to the bottom of these allegations, particularly of sexual assault and abuse of women and children. This is really a stain on Australia's reputation. It's not going to go away. It's going to be something we'll be talking about for many, many years to come. And I think we've come to the point now where we need a properly funded, full examination of the facts so that some determinations can be made with absolute certainty.
That's the President of the Australian Human Rights Commission, Professor Gillian Triggs, ending Mandy Sammy's report.